Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we are just tearing down this idea that artificial intelligence is still only for the corporate giants.
Yeah, that's completely outdated now.
We've got the reports, the case studies, all the evidence showing that in 2025, AI is, well, it's become the great equalizer for small and medium-sized businesses, for SMBs.
That's right. And for you listening, our mission today is to get past all the superficial headlines and really show you the blueprint. We're going to detail exactly how these SMBs are achieving what we're calling super agency.
And super agency is what? It's this profound amplification of, you know, limited human capital.
Exactly. It's about using AI to rival the output and efficiency of these massive corporations that have whole departments for everything.
And the economic stakes here are just, they're enormous. We're talking foundational shifts. Goldman Sachs, I think, projects AI could lift global GDP by what, 15%?
15% over the next decade, yeah.
Yeah.
But the number that should really grab you, the one at the firm level, is that top adopters, they're expecting revenue growth to be 60% higher than their peers by 2027.
60%. That's not optional anymore.
No, it's a competitive mandate. Okay, so let's unpack this.
So where do we start? The adoption data.
Yeah, because when we look at the data, we see something really unique. A U-shaped curve.
A U-shape? What does that mean?
Well, historically, you know, new tech trickled down. It went from the huge companies to the mid-sized ones and then eventually to the small guys.
Sure.
But today, micro businesses, we're talking fewer than 5 employees, they're adopting AI at rates that are comparable to or even exceeding the mid-sized firms.
That is a fascinating reversal. Why? Why the surge among the smallest of the small?
It's sheer necessity. It really is. Mm-hmm. The driver is chronic labor shortages and just relentless wage inflation.
So they can't afford to hire.
A micro business owner simply cannot afford that third or fourth employee for back office work. So they're using AI as a synthetic employee. Better. It's a survival mechanism.
Okay, that sets the stage perfectly. But to get to this idea of super agency, we need to make a really critical distinction between the two types of AI we hear about all the time.
Right.
We've got generative AI or Gen AI.
And generative AI is fundamentally a tool for creation. So if you're using ChatGPT for text or Midjourney for an image, that's Gen AI. It makes something that a human then has to review and execute on.
Right. But the real game changer in 2025, the shift, is toward agentic AI. So generative AI creates, agentic AI acts. It's a huge step beyond just a simple prompt.
It is. An agent can reason, it can plan, and it can execute these really sophisticated multi-step workflows across different pieces of software, often without any constant human hand-holding.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. A generative tool helps you write a better marketing email. An agentic system, on the other hand, can handle the whole workflow. It researches the prospect, it drafts that personalized email, it updates your CRM.
The customer relationship management system?
Right, the CRM. And it even schedules the follow-up meeting. It does all of that across 3 different apps.
So the human worker's role changes. They're not the executor of the tasks anymore.
No, they become the auditor, the strategist. They design the system. They don't run all the individual steps.
And that compression of work. That's super agency. That's how a tiny team can punch way above its weight class.
Exactly. And we're seeing that power show up first and foremost in the most critical area for any small business. Customer experience. CX.
CX seems like the real low-hanging fruit because, you know, consumer expectations are just, they're through the roof.
Yeah.
247 availability.
Right. And modern AI agents can meet that demand. They are light years ahead of those old, rigid chatbots that just drove you crazy.
So those frustrating loops, yeah.
These new systems use advanced natural language processing, NLP, to really understand sentiment and intent.
And the numbers back this up, right?
They do. The statistics are clear. AI chatbots are handling up to 70% of all routine customer questions. Things like, where's my order? Mm-hmm. Or basic FAQs.
So it filters out the noise.
It filters out the noise so your human staff can focus on the high-value, high-empathy interactions. And retailers are seeing, I think, a 15% higher conversion rate when they use these bots during peak times.
Let's get into a real-world example. Jones Road Beauty, the direct-to-consumer cosmetics brand.
This is a phenomenal case study. They had hypergrowth, which sounds great, but it created a huge problem.
Which was?
Over 25,000 support conversations a month, and their median first response time was often over 3 hours.
Wow. In e-commerce, a 3-hour delay on a pre-sale question is basically a lost sale, isn't it?
It's a lost sale. Customers just move on. But hiring a human team big enough to handle that volume 24/7 was just, it was economically impossible for them.
So what was their solution?
They deployed an AI-driven self-service portal. And the result, I mean, the sheer efficiency gain is staggering. The system deflected 46% of all incoming tickets.
46%. So nearly half of their customer issues were just solved instantly without a human ever seeing them.
And this is the strategic shift we have to focus on. Support went from being this massive cost center to an immediate profit center.
Because the speed of the AI let them capture revenue they were just throwing away before.
Absolutely. Jones Road Beauty generated over $1.5 million in revenue from those faster answers and from recovering abandoned carts. And customer satisfaction.
It must have soared.
It did. Their Trustpilot score jumped from a really risky 2.2 to a stellar 4.0 in just 60 days.
Wow.
And we can't overlook the operational detail here. The AI also flagged unusual return patterns.
So like fraud detection.
Exactly. They mitigated over $35,000 in fraudulent returns just by identifying these serial returners. So the AI is acting as both customer service and security.
That really is super agency. Now, how does this apply to, say, a true solopreneur, a plumber, a real estate agent, the person who can't answer the phone because they're on a job?
Well, that missed call is a lost client, right?
Yeah.
It's the ultimate bottleneck.
For sure.
But for about $20 a month, you have tools like the M1 AI assistant. It acts as a full-on AI receptionist. It screens calls, transcribes voicemails, and schedules appointments right into their calendar, 24/7.
So it gives a one-person shop the capability of a full-time admin? They never miss a lead?
Never.
Okay, so moving from keeping existing customers happy, let's talk about acquiring new ones. Scaling velocity in marketing and sales.
Yeah, we know that, 76% of marketers use AI for basic content? Blog posts, ad copy. That's table stakes now.
Right.
The new challenge isn't just creation, it's differentiation. How do you make sure your content actually sounds like you, like your brand, at scale?
And for that, we have the Ridge Wallet case study. This company scaled to $5 million in revenue per employee.
That number is just phenomenal.
Yeah.
And they did it by treating creative strategy as a data problem that AI could solve.
So how does that work in practice?
Well, Ridge needs to test hundreds of ad variations constantly. Different hooks, different copy for platforms like TikTok and Meta. Instead of waiting weeks for a human team to create 10 options, they use AI to generate up to 500 variations at scale.
Hold on, I have to stop you there. $5 million in revenue per employee. That sounds almost too good to be true. How do we know that's not just, you know, skewed by massive outsourcing or something?
That's a critical question. And the source material really emphasizes that this internal velocity is the key. They aren't just waiting for an agency to deliver a batch of ads. They are generating hundreds of options internally with AI, informed by their own data.
So they're treating creative input like a variable in a huge experiment.
Exactly. They let the market decide the winner almost immediately. It compresses that whole cycle.
That makes a lot more sense. It's the speed of testing that saves the time and money.
And they applied that same data-first focus to the biggest marketing challenge of the decade, attribution.
Ah, after the iOS 14.5 privacy changes that broke everything.
Broke everything. So they used AI-powered attribution tools, specifically NorthBeam, to triangulate the true source of a sale. They cross-reference multiple data points, basically ignoring the biased reports from the ad platforms themselves.
And when they got that clarity, what happened?
It led to a 24% improvement in their ROAS, their return on ad spend.
24% is huge.
And it increased total revenue by 239% during that optimization period. Knowing what works and cutting what doesn't is fundamental.
So for anyone listening, ROAS is just revenue generated for every dollar you spend on ads. Improving it by a quarter is a massive advantage. Okay, let's switch to sales orchestration. Speed to lead.
We've moved way beyond static lead scoring, you know, where you give 5 points if someone puts CEO in a form.
Right.
AI predictive lead scoring analyzes thousands of data points, website behavior, email interaction, all the third-party data to genuinely predict how likely someone is to convert. And that focus is leading to a reported 76% increase in win rates.
But how does a small business owner who doesn't have an engineering team actually build that?
This is where no-code tools like Zapier and ChatGPT become the glue. You can build a really robust lead orchestration workflow in an afternoon.
Okay, walk us through that blueprint. The trigger is?
Simple. A new form submission on your website. That lead data then immediately goes to the AI analysis step.
And there you use ChatGPT.
You route it through a large language model like ChatGPT. Yeah. You prompt it to do two things. First, classify the lead. Is it high priority, nurture, or unqualified? Second, draft a personalized one-sentence email opener based on the company's profile to give the salesperson a head start.
Then Zapio acts as the router.
Exactly. High-priority leads trigger an urgent Slack message to the sales director. Drop everything. Nurture leads go into a long-term email drip. Unqualified leads get a polite, automated, no-thank-you email.
So the expensive human sales reps only spend time on the hottest leads.
Maximizing their efficiency completely. And then, during the actual sales call,
you have conversation intelligence.
Tools like Fireflies.ai. For, what, 10 to 18 bucks a month? It records, transcribes, and summarizes your calls. It gives you sentiment analysis, pulls out action items.
So a sales manager can search the game tape.
Precisely. They can search for keywords like pricing or competitor to see exactly how the team handles objections. That feedback loop leads to a 52% faster problem resolution rate.
This isn't just for digital companies, though. Let's talk about physical businesses. Inventory management, the silent killer of cash flow.
Oh, inventory is so high stakes. Too much, you're tying up cash. Too little, you've got lost sales and angry customers.
So how does AI help?
AI demand forecasting. It analyzes everything, historical sales, seasonality, local weather, even social media trends, to predict needs with incredible precision. And that could reduce inventory levels by 15 to 30%. That's critical for cash flow.
And the Hometown Hearth Bakery case study illustrates this perfectly, right? This is Main Street, not Silicon Valley.
Absolutely. They had the classic dilemma. They'd either sell out of their best croissants by 10 a.m., frustrating everyone, or they'd be throwing away 30% of their product at the end of the day, literally burning cash.
So what was the fix? They didn't buy some huge enterprise system?
No, it was one simple AI workflow. It analyzed 3 months of sales receipts, local weather forecasts, and the day of the week. And that combination revealed a really clear pattern.
So the output was?
What? It just generated a precise daily bake sheet. It told the kitchen staff exactly how many loaves and pastries to make each morning. It took all the guesswork out of it.
And the Main Street result.
The bakery doubled its monthly revenue in 6 months. No new staff, no longer hours. They just cut waste to almost zero and kept customers happy. It completely validates the use case.
Okay, let's also touch on the global workforce. AI makes hiring globally actually feasible for small companies.
Right. Traditionally, hiring someone in another country meant setting up a whole legal entity. It could cost tens of thousands of dollars months of work.
A huge barrier.
An insurmountable barrier for most. But this is solved now by employer of record services, EORs like Deel. For about $600 a month per employee, Deel acts as the legal employer. They handle all the international compliance, taxes, legal risk.
So an SMB can hire someone in another country in minutes.
In minutes. It completely removes the barrier to tapping into global talent. And that gives a 5-person company the HR power of a 500-person one.
And internally, AI helps manage that distributed team.
Absolutely. Tools like Notion AI can turn all your scattered documents, onboarding docs, company policies, into a single searchable knowledge base. It cuts down on all those repetitive questions to management.
Okay, let's wrap this up with the toolkit and the guardrails people need. For someone listening who wants to start building this super agency today, what's the rapid-fire tool stack?
Okay, first, the orchestrator. Zapier. It is the vital glue for connecting your apps and embedding that AI logic.
Next, the generalist.
That would be ChatGPT team. It's about $25 to $30 a user per month. And that team plan is crucial. It comes with data privacy guarantees. Your input data is not used for training their general model. That is non-negotiable for business.
And for a small team's HR department.
Talent HR. It starts at around $2 per user a month. It's a super low-cost entry point for structured recruitment and management.
But this adoption has to come with guardrails, right? We've got this phenomenon of shadow AI employees using unapproved, unsecured tools.
And the biggest warning sign is legal liability. Just look at the Air Canada precedent.
What happened there?
The airline was held legally liable for a false promise its chatbot made. Air Canada tried to argue the chatbot was a separate legal entity, and the tribunals just laughed that out of the room.
So if your chatbot hallucinates a refund policy, you might have to honor it.
You may very well have to. Your AI is legally an extension of your company. And the biggest technical risk is still data and IP leakage. Public models use your input data for training, which is why that team plan for ChatGPT is so essential. But even then, you have to establish an acceptable use policy, an AUP. You have to define what we call red light data.
And red light data is?
Client financial data, passwords, proprietary code, and crucially, PII, personally identifiable information, names, addresses, phone numbers. That data must never be entered into a general AI model, period.
So what's the roadmap? You can't just flip a switch on this.
No, you use the crawl, walk, run approach.
Okay, so crawl for months 1 to 3 is about individual literacy.
Yeah, give people ChatGPT licenses, get them using fireflies.ai for transcription. Low friction, high immediate value.
Then walk, months 3 to 6. That's departmental integration.
Right. Deploy a basic chatbot for support. Build that Zapier sales workflow we talked about.
And finally, run, month 6 and beyond.
That's strategic transformation. Predictive inventory modeling like the bakery. Aggressive attribution modeling like Ridge Wallet. Systemic business-changing stuff.
At the end of the day, the evidence is just overwhelming. AI is a force multiplier. It's a synthetic workforce that lets a small firm operate with the power of a giant.
As long as it's guided by human creativity and a secure strategic plan.
Which brings us to our final provocative thought. The World Economic Forum predicts 97 million new roles will emerge by 2025, all requiring AI literacy. So if this competitive divide is forming so quickly and the smallest businesses are adopting AI out of sheer necessity, how soon until mandatory AI literacy becomes the single most important qualification for all new hires in the SMB world, regardless of the role?
That's the knowledge gap you really have to anticipate and prepare for right now.
Something critical to think about until our next deep dive. Thanks for tuning in.